Okay, so to begin with, you have to understand that your mind or your brain actually tells your motor reflexes how to move your hand. If that is the case, then our emotions are involved, our feelings about who we are. It paints a picture of who's behind the pen, so to speak. That's what graphologists say. So in knowing that, there's certain basics that you need to know, such as, like, if the handwriting slants to the right, it means they're strongly emotional, or they have a higher opinion of themselves than the world may have. They may seem caring but aloof. If it's vertical, if they keep their letters straight up and down, then that pretty much means they're trying to control their heart, their emotions, by mind control, so to speak. They try to control themselves because they don't want people to know what they're really feeling. And then the people who slant to the left have a tendency to conceal their emotions, and sometimes it can mean that they're looking backwards. That's the other thing about a right slant. Right slant can mean you're looking forward to something, like you're hoping for something better. Left slant can mean that you kind of dwell in the past, so to speak. So that's a few kind of things that can determine, you know, what a handwriting person would look at. Things like, how much pressure did they put on the ballpoint pen? Does that speak of that speaks of intensity. It might also mean how they cross their T's. Just a variety of different things like that. So if we're looking at that as a basis, then you can definitely see a couple of things just by generally looking at someone's handwriting. And in this case, I'm looking at these marriage certificates, and my first immediate response was, oh yeah, I'm just kind of looking at them, and that was nothing really much on my mind. But then I sat back, and as I sat back and looked at the page, I literally could see one spirit between Jimmy Swaggart and Donnie Swaggart, which was unusual because that's very rarely seen, except for one thing, and that was that Donnie has a, even though it should be a D at the initial portion of his name, it looks like an O with a curl out of it. So that curl out of it means the O just indicates that it's not Donnie. It's like it represents something other than that. And that it is great. It is bigger than everything else, intensifies what it means, which means Donnie is his own center of attention. It's a closed circle. He'll come out of it, but he is pretty much a closed individual, and he thinks greatly of himself. It's almost, and then I thought, well, gee, why an O of all things? Why wouldn't it look more like a D? But it always looks like an O, no matter how many times he finds it. And I've seen three signatures now, and all three look like an O. So my next thought was, you know, like an omega kind of thing, being, you know, on the omega meaning the end of, or destruction of in Hebrew. So I don't know if that's relevant, but, you know, there it is. I mean, his name also is shows extreme bouts of depression, and that he has carried, it's almost like he's felt like he's been crucified at least three times. He's just, and that could represent his marriages. Maybe he's not happy. He obviously wasn't happy in the first one. He got out. He bounced back and then tried two more times after that. And the last one appears to be more like it's flourishing better, but there is a forward thinking in him in that signature on line 25 than there is in the previous or in the Deborah paperwork, which shows again the closed O, but he's leaning forward. His whole name is huge, and he looks a little, and Jimmy Swaggart's name looks totally different there on line 37 on Deborah's marriage certificate than it does with where it's on line 37 of the Judy marriage. So the fact that they create this triangle in their names indicates to me like it's a threesome of some sort, but it is not godly, of course. In Jimmy Swaggart's name, there is a reversal of, it's an upside down fish, and in Deborah's signature, when she signs on her marriage certificate, it doesn't even look like her same signature, but it's a backwards fish on the Swaggart name. I just think that's just a little too odd for words. So there's something there that subconsciously she knew already when she married him. I think she knew something wasn't right, that the spiritual man was not the lack of honesty, so to speak. There is a state of depression. There's really a very little connection to the Swaggart name for Donnie. He is there, but it brings him great depression. There's depression in that, and there's sadness in that. It's almost too much to bear at times, that you see a very similar but more open signature in Jimmy Swaggart's line 37 on the Judy marriage certificate. It's kind of closed, but it's double-crossed. Again, this is an indication of something serious happening in the Swaggart family, where they're just probably a number of major occurrences that were pretty devastating, like they thought of them as my cross to bear, so to speak, kind of thing. Frances, on the other hand, is very straight. Notice she doesn't have much lean. She has a little bit of lean in the name Frances, but look at the Swaggart name. It's directly vertical. There's no lean there. And not only that, if you look at the S in that, it almost looks like it could actually be a circle. And then the line that goes up, it kind of creates almost like an I there with the triangle. A little strange, very subliminal there, like I got my eye on you kind of thing. Her first name looks like a 7 with a line through it, which is unusual. Again, it's not like the normal F. It's an unusual F. And she makes it, the Swaggart name is important to her because that's given her her identity. I would say that if I'd seen her premarital signature, probably wouldn't show as obvious as this. But this is, her identity is definitely in the Swaggart name, not in the Frances name. Frances is her given name, but she, her whole identity is as a Swagger. You can also see a different signature from Donnie as you look on line 41 versus line 25 on the Judy marriage certificate. There's a slight openness and a full rethinking. You can see like he's trying to get away. It's almost as if he's trying to get away from himself so that he can move towards this new marriage, but it's not It's not, what's the word I'm looking for? Confident. It's not confident. It's kind of strange. You can see it. Judy, the woman he married, Judy, must have some points of depression herself and may have had some points of depression in her family because her family name shows a dip at the end where there's a long curl at the end. That usually indicates when it's below the line, indicates some point of tragedy. Comparing those signatures to the Debbie marriage certificate is, again, Donnie is continually making this big O with the closure. So it's all about Donnie. It's all about who he is. And Swaggart really is not really even part of his life. And in this one, he is still very exposed to moments of depression. There could be some serious downgrades. I mean, moments where it takes him to the depths. And I would say that that would be very difficult for him as a minister because he's got to hide that. So in that later circle, his tail goes a little further. And again, you see a reversed fish in that. That's pretty much it, I would say. I mean, just overall, it just looks very suspicious to me. Very, it comes unlegible and just a bunch of scribbling. When people sign that way, it's almost a way for them to hide who they are. They don't really want you to know who they are. They are very private individuals. The fact that they're very large means that they really have their own self-opinion of themselves is huge. It's big. And he seems to over exaggerate his first letter in his name. So Donnie has had some serious problems in his life where it caused him to go into major depths of depression, major manic points. He's had very, very high, very, very low. But and because they're so personal, he's closed them in so people can't see what that is. And that's pretty much it. I think that Debbie, in her marriage certificate, realizes at the time she signs this that she is no longer who she was once. She's lost herself. And she wasn't completely found in the first place because, as a Robertson, she really didn't want to identify with that either. Something must have been very traumatic in her family. So I think she was looking for something better and hoping that this marriage would create that, but then her signature doesn't indicate that. And I think she sees herself as under the guise of all these three people who are now people who are going to lead her life, you know. So that's all. That's it.